This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past the hour, it's the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan here to entertain and inform you the inclusion of a story about a new kind of beer in the food news coming up a little bit later on in this hour. Sports news as well. Now, some good news from our friends at NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, says the Cassini probe now has gone where no spacecraft has ever gone before. So making good on the theme from Star Trek and the announcers. Didn't the announcer say, going where? I forgot to ask you. See if you can find the intro to the earlier Star Trek shows, because it would be appropriate. NASA giving all of us an up-close and personal look at the planet it's been working on, the trip to Saturn and the rings and the things that are being learned. The Cassini spacecraft is zipping around at 77,000 miles an hour. All right, listen to this. Add some drama to the conversation. What do you think? Pretty exciting so far, huh? I love this theme.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Not old school at all.
Not old school, is that what you said?
How many Star Trek themes are there?
This is it. It's the only Star Trek theme. See the movies, TV shows, same thing. Someplace an announcer shows up here.
I guess you'll have to be the announcer then. I don't think you're going to get it.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what to tell you. You're the announcer.
Well, at least there used to be an announcer that would say, going where no man.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. It's gone before. Kara, nose around. You can find the audio.
Space.
There we go.
The final frontier.
That's Shatner's voice.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission. To explore strange new worlds.
Go where no man's gone.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
There it is! Now, is this what you were talking about, the other Star Trek theme? Kara, is that what you meant?
I don't know. You asked for the old one, so it makes it sound like there's a new one.
Wow.
There probably is a new one for the new movies.
Nah, it's the same. It's the same theme. They have updated. Kind of like the old Mission Impossible theme. It's been updated. Yeah, we go watch Hawaii 5-0 on TV. It's the same theme from the old show. It's just kind of updated with the new da 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 da. Sort of like that. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the space agency, NASA says Cassini is capturing new images of a massive hurricane on Saturn's North Pole. Cassini first spotted the hurricane in 2013. Its eye measures 1,250 miles. How about that? The eye of a hurricane on Earth is about 2. So that shows you how huge this thing is. And it is moving at 340 miles per hour. That is, the average hurricane wind here is, what, 100 miles an hour, 110 miles an hour? Something like that. It's a hurricane, I think, if it's over 85 or 90 miles an hour. So this is really something. But what's more fascinating than the details of the hurricane is the fact that we can figure out what's going on from the Cassini satellite. Think about it. How in the world, just can your mind even wrap itself around the fact that this thing can out there hundreds of, it's not hundreds of millions of miles, but tens of millions of miles away, get the information and beam it back to Earth. I just find this fascinating. And by the way, this is old technology. This Cassini thing went up 20 years ago. It's been orbiting Saturn for 13 years. Almost out of fuel now.
No one can, like, work on it, right?
No, yeah.
I mean, but I mean, like, but that's right. But that's what I'm saying. That is kind of interesting that 20 years ago they launched this thing, and as all of the updates and look how much has changed technology wise on the ground. Right. But you can't do anything to update the satellite except just use whatever the computer system is for updates.
Well, it's so fascinating. Remember last year we talked to that fella who is basically the captain of the spaceship that's gone up to find an asteroid that you can't see. Remember this young fellow we had, and he's the captain. He's not in the ship. He's sitting in Tampa at a computer, and he's flying.
At McDonald's.
He's flying this thing, and they can, with the various technological advances on the ship, even though you can't see it, it found the asteroid, and this satellite is about the size of a washing machine. So it's going to land the satellite, it hasn't gotten there yet. Land on the asteroid, dig up some dirt from the asteroid, put it back in the spaceship, and then this kid's going to take it off of the asteroid and fly it back to Earth. Most minds don't wrap themselves around this thing, how this works. And yes, I acknowledge, I think that a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about Cassini, it is it's a breed of horse. As well, a fine steed.
Well, that's an important note.
Yes, it is. It is an important note. I think actually that's why they call it Cassini, because of its steadfastness. The steed has supposedly been steadfast, right? Isn't that what a steed is? Mm-hmm. Steadfastness is part of what a steed presents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
You buying that, Jennifer? Good for you.
Uh-huh. Sure.
All right. Let's see. What else have we got here? I think this. Is something...
Cattiness.
Huh? What?
There's a cat with cattiness.
Oh, yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. If you are smoking marijuana and you're driving, you could be posing more of a danger than if you were drunk. A couple of different groups say that drug driving may now be the worst problem on the road. The highways are full of people who have toked, aren't they? I mean, full of people who've had too much to drink, too. But the Governor's Highway Safety Association, the Foundation for Advanced Alcohol Responsibility, getting into some data, and the most recent information suggests that for fatal accidents where the driver's blood was tested, drugs appeared in driver's systems more often now than alcohol. 57% of drivers involved in crashes where the driver died had their blood tested. Tests show alcohol was present in 38%, but drugs in 43% of the people that were killed. And marijuana is the most common drug detected.
I wonder what Colorado's going. I wonder how that has affected their highway patrol. I mean, I know that there's more back roads and mountains and stuff like that, but this is just going to become a bigger and bigger problem. This really bugs me. Anyone under any type of influence, so irresponsible.
And, you know, the bummer is now that we legalize marijuana, now you can't just do field sobriety tests where you're blowing into a tube anymore, because that's not detecting marijuana or other drugs. So now you have to make sure that cops are doing cheek swabs, and now you're doing like drug tests with DNA, and it's just it seems like such an overreach. But you start legalizing stuff, I guess you got to figure it out.
I can't believe that they don't have like a breathalyzer or some other way to detect marijuana.
They should have a skunkalyzer.
Well, you know what, though? And it's speaking to that point, though, it's even harder now because edibles are so prevalent.
Yeah,
and
they
don't
stink.
I mean, it looks like a cookie or a brownie or whatever, and there's no way to really tell.
Yeah. These studies finding a large majority of smokers believe marijuana doesn't affect their driving, and it does. It really it affects everything that you do.
I don't understand. People who smoke pot recognize that it, you know, inhibits them and makes them want to just hang out and be lazy. So why wouldn't it affect your reaction time when you're driving?
First of all, you can always find the pothead on the road who is in the fast lane doing 25. Because, I mean, that's one. You're always going to easily pick that person out.
There you go. All right, here's a new beer for those of you who don't want to toke your way into oblivion. This new toilet beer is made from recycled wastewater.
Yum.
The Stone Brewery became one of the largest names to lend its support to the use of recycled wastewater. Wastewater treatment plant in Oregon a couple of years ago gave home brewers gallons of its recycled water to turn into beer with the hope that it would help the idea of drinking something that was once sewage and to help it to gain acceptance. So a couple of weeks ago, San Diego began promoting its plans to invest $3 billion in a project to get the city's water from recycled sources. And so this would be everything that gets used in San Diego. And they had a pure water brew contest, 15 brewers against each other to show off the quality of San Diego's recycled water. The Stone Brewing folks, ninth largest craft brewery in the country, helped support the initiative by brewing up their own wastewater beer called Full Circle Pale Ale.
Providing Full Circle, that's well.
Even
the name,
one
the name
of
says
the
it all.
Yes, it does. Yeah, not afraid to get in here. The chief operating officer says that having wastewater as a stable water supply would be better for its brewery instead of having to draw from a number of different sources because of the droughts in California. So, folks, when you get that recycled beer, drink up. The alcohol in the beer probably purifies whatever the wastewater treatment plant doesn't purify anyway, right? Isn't that alcohol? Doesn't that purify things?
I mean, you would think, yeah, but you also just started that sentence with it probably. Yeah. So I don't know.
It's probably. All right. Speaking of beer, there's a new ad from the folks at Heineken that came out this week, targeting social awareness, some of the issues that have been put forth. There's an ad, but I haven't really seen this. The Kendall Jenner ad that a lot of people are talking about. This is supposed to be the counter to that, is it not?
It is, and it's. I think if you listen to it, you'll understand why.
I would describe my political views as the new right.
I say that I'm left.
I don't believe that climate change exists. We're not taking enough action on climate change.
It's absolutely critical that trans people have their own voice.
That's not right. You can't, you know, you're a man, be a man, or you're a female, be a female.
Women do need to remember that we need you to have our children.
Could I be friends with someone that says a woman's place in the home?
You now have a choice. You may go, or you can stay and discuss your differences over a beer.
Well, I'm having a drink.
I'm having a drink.
Yeah.
I want to discuss.
Beer.
Yeah, beer and discuss.
Cheers.
At the end of the day, mate,
I've reaching out to people, yeah. And, you know, even if you wanted to convince people about your point, the productive thing to do would be to sit down and have a beer.
Engage.
I've been brought up in a way where everything's black and white. But life isn't black and white.
Yeah, I'm just me.
I'll give you my mobile number. You give me yours. And we'll keep in touch.
All right. Yeah,
smash the patriarchy.
All right. How does this get in the face of the Pepsi Kendall Jenner ad?
Well, in that one, they really just had, you know, a beautiful white model who, I don't know Kendall Jenner, but I have a feeling she hasn't faced that much oppression throughout her life. And
never know. That may be the funniest thing Kara has ever said.
But the good thing about this one is they have people who have different points of view, and they don't know that they have different points of view before they come together, and they actually build a bar together. And I just think that if you working together with someone is kind of the best way to get to know them. And so they build a bar, and then they show them this video that has them saying all of this kind of mean stuff about the other side, and then they decide if they want to sit down and drink together. And they all decide to sit down and drink together. And I'm sure they didn't just decide to do that for the video.
And the Pepsi ad that was very preachy. This doesn't feel preachy to me.
Yeah, it's very much saying we should be united, and we should discuss, and we should be willing to talk to each other. Instead of just throw our opinions at people.
Barack Obama thing at the White House where a couple of guys didn't agree with each other over a beer. Or something. How about a glass of milk, please? 21 past
Better
the
milk.
Hour. Yes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My favorite U2 tunes. U2, a member of an exclusive Billboard charting club, and there are actually only four members in this club. Kendrick Lamar has number of charts domination. Lamar is somebody that you can't play music, however, from, at least not on this radio program. So that's why we started with U2. U2, the band, sent a new song into the top 40 in each decade since the 1980s, becoming only one of four acts to do so in that span. Lamar is in that same boat. Let's see, beside that.
Well, Kendrick Lamar isn't one of the four, but he has a new song that just came out, and it's actually featuring U2, which is kind of crazy. Oh, that he's a big rapper that I guess they've always talked about working together, which is kind of crazy.
It is. All right, let's get to then the four who are in the club. I misunderstood. I thought, yeah, okay. So that's why U2 and Lamar are together. Got it. All right, so let's see. Who else is in this club? Michael Jackson. First act with top 40 hits in the 80s, 90s, in the 2000s, and the 2010s. Hold My Hand with Akon. Akon? Who's Akon?
Akon, yeah, he's a rapper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, spent, why are there, is rap that essential to get into the top 10 these days?
It actually kind of is. Most of the top hits in the top 40 at least feature a rapper on them.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh. Got to get with it, Dougie. We need a rapper around here.
Where's that? There's a promo.
Oh, no. I've heard about the white rapping.
You have that? You can find that. All right, so we got U2 and Jackson. Let's see who else is in this group. Madonna is the third member of the club. 19 top 40 hits in the 80s, 20 in the 90s, 9 in the hundreds, the 2000s, and 1 in the 10s. How about that? So we got U2, Michael Jackson, Madonna. Wait till you hear the last one. The other member of this exclusive club that's had hits in the last 40 years, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and 2010s, is Weird Al Yankovic. I'm not yanking your chain with this, boys and girls. Eat it. That actually was built on Michael Jackson's Beat It. It was in the top 40 in 1984. Smells Like Nirvana climbed to number 35 in 1992. White and Nerdy. Let's see, that was number 9 in 2006. Word Crimes, which spoofs Robin Thicke's number 1 song, Blurred Lines, debuted at number 35 in 2014. So,
work on that grammar. I haven't heard this one. This is the only one I haven't heard.
All right, crack this up. Weird Al.
I feel like this could be Doug's theme song. Word
yes,
crime.
Great. Yeah. I could curl less.
This is perfect. Yeah, let's have keep this around. Carol, will you please?
We're going to get sick of this song real fast.
I love it. What's a contraction?
That's perfect stuff. You find you're looking for one thing and you find something else. Good for us. Send a copy of this to my daughter. All right. There it is.
So
the most exclusive club in music, capped off with Weird Al Yankovic, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Of all the questions I get asked, the most common is, Warren, my cat is not using the litter box. And there are many reasons why cats refuse to use the litter box. First of all, if your cat has been using the litter box and stops, have him checked by a vet right away. If he has some type of crystallization or if it hurts him to go to the bathroom in the litter box, he's going to stop going. In older cats, make sure you check for arthritis. If it's difficult for them to go in and out, they may stop using it as well. Try a different litter, clean more frequently, put down a second box as well. You know, cats are fastidiously clean animals. Generally, if they're not using their litter box, it's not their fault, it's the guardian's fault. So make sure the litter box is kept clean. Don't play with litter. Find a litter that your cat likes and stick with it, and make sure you keep that litter box cleaned on a regular basis. But again, if your cat stops all of a sudden, check with the vet. There are many physiological problems that can scare your cat right out of the litter box, and it's not fair to correct the cat if he's not using a litter box because he's in some type of pain. Check with your vet first. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to 4 lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 months credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Into another half hour of conversation. It's the DJV Experience featuring Judge Stephan. That's me, Jennifer Horn. That's her, Victoria Keelan, on the other side. Let's see. Jennifer's on the right side of the room, and Victoria's on the left side of the room, and Kara's in the middle of the room with her hands on the throats of both of them.
But we come together for wine at 4:30.
Yes, right. That's the way to do it. Okay, so we have... A new experience, but it's really an old experience. Television news this week, focusing on part on a new comedy. And so Tina Fey being involved in NBC's Comedy 10, nothing new. She's very creative, prolific, and I think quite good. I enjoy her a lot. I didn't like that movie. She and Amy Poehler are great friends, but I don't like them together.
They need to stop work. I mean, except when they host the Golden Globes, they need to stop doing movies
it's
together.
Like they're always trying to outdo the other one. That's why I feel it's uncomfortable. Anyway, I like Tina much better than Amy anyway. And here she is in a new show called Great News.
Well, she's the executive producer. She's not in it.
I thought she was in it, too.
No, I watched it last night, by the way. Very cute show.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's a... This is an excerpt from the show that may sound... The context, content of this clip may sound familiar to those of you who listen to me with regularity and hear me talking about what journalism and news and all that is.
News is not the place for small talk and personal opinions. That's the problem with journalism today. It's more about the personality saying the news than the news itself. A real newsman has no personality. Walter Cronkite said one thing at the end of his show, and that's the way it is. Not, I feel meh today. Or, I like breakfast for dinner.
Chuck does have a point. Except in the digital era, well-reasoned opinions are more valuable than the archaic model of so-called objective journalism.
Also, what's a Walter Cronkite?
All right, so
really funny.
I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah.
This guy, if you look at a picture, John Michael Higgins is the Ted Baxter of the show, and he's perfect for the role.
Ted Baxter? What? Did I just do a Nicole Richie who's Walter Cronkite? No, who is Ted Baxter? I do not know who that is. Why is there silence? What's going on? Kara, do you know who Ted Baxter is?
Well, if I see the picture, then I would know because Mary Tyler Moore died recently, and he's on that show.
The Mary Tyler Moore show? Is that what we're talking about?
Ted Baxter
was the only reason.
Was the newsman on the Mary Tyler
Moore.
Okay, I've never seen the Mary Tyler Moore show, so that's why I do not know who Ted Baxter is.
Cultural depravity.
But this is, okay, so this is exactly the reason why they have Nicole Richie as the anchor and John Michael Higgins. They literally can't talk to each other about anything, and the news director at the end of the episode tricks them into talking about lemonade. He thinks he's talking about the drink, and she's talking about the album, but so that just shows how different it is.
Well, but it's clever in that it does sort of broach the stuff that we were talking about here. The fact that you don't know who Ted Baxter is laughable, enjoyable. Kara, find a clip from Ted Baxter and Mary Tyler Moore.
You should this weekend, Victoria, you should Google and watch an episode of Mary Tyler Moore because it was, I mean, look, I wasn't alive for it either when it aired the first time, but it is an iconic show, and I think you'd actually enjoy it. It's really...
It is. I
know my mom loved it, but I've just never seen it.
Yeah. All right. His voice was 18 timbres below normal, and he played the perfect foil for a fool. Because, and in a sense, he did represent what was going on at the time or had, I mean, sort of at the time he was on that show, especially local channels were stooping to having voices rather than brains on the air, male and female.
What? Do you remember who he used for inspiration for his character?
Yes, I do, but I can't put a name to it. Yes,
George Putnam.
Putnam is the guy that was on in Los Angeles for 100 years and actually finished his career, like most broadcasters do, at CRN.
Hey, where are you airing right now?
Oh, burn.
Yes, I have my place on CRN, but you do too because you're with me.
I know. Look, I'm living in a glass house over here.
All right, Kara, did you find a clip from Ted Baxter?
I have not yet, but you can just act it out loud, and Victoria can imagine it.
Well, no, I mean, it takes his approach to things was unique, and his voice was unique,
it was
and his facial expression, it was just the right, he was the right guy.
And now, continuing with the news. Local pig farmers served notice today that rising corn prices are forcing them to find other means to feed their stock. Many of them are already resorting to substitute diets of slop and garbage. Here's one pig. Just look at her gobble up that slop. Oh, well, pigs will be pigs.
I think that was made for you, Doug.
But he was that, and I never really cared much for the show. I was never a fan of Mary Tyler Moore, but he was great. Betty White.
Really? Like the woman? Oh, I love
her. Nothing. But anyway, we all have our tastes and all have a reason to like and stuff. At any rate, this great news. In a way, his character is a play on Baxter, but he's a little smarter. They play it a little smarter, and the idea is good. You're right. The Tina Fey is a genius. To have the then and the now, and what perfect... I mean, Lemonade is a great way of demonstrating the difference. And it's people, and never mind the anchors, it's just how people are today. They talk at each other instead of with each other. The conversations you hear oftentimes, especially if there's generational gaps, there's no listening going on, there's just talking, and the words that come out of the mouth of one person go right by the other person if there's no desire to communicate. And so leave it to Tina Fey to be smart enough to figure out how to make that funny.
It is. And they have certain cutaways where John Michael Higgins, his character's name is Chuck, and he takes Portia, the young girl, out to dinner so they can bond as co-anchors. And she just talks in what sounds like gibberish to him, and she's talking about different rappers that she likes, and he starts trying to listen to the music, and then he says something about, oh, I listened to whatever it was, and she's like, yeah, no one listens to that anymore. He was like, that was this morning. Like, it keeps changing so fast on him, he can't keep up.
Yeah, it'll be a good show. All right, so I have one concern for all of you before we move on. How many people drool here? Jennifer, do you drool?
I don't know. When?
At night.
Depends you what picture I'm looking at.
Do you wake
not
up with
usually.
A puddle on your pillow?
Not usually. Sometimes if it's a really hard good night's sleep, maybe I might have a little drool.
Yeah.
How about Victoria, you drool?
Well, like I said, depending on what picture I'm looking at, yes, sometimes. And
are you talking about some hunky guy?
Yes.
Okay.
And other times, yeah, like Jen, if I have like a really, if I'm just so exhausted, I'll wake up and there's some drool on the pillow, which I don't like, but yes.
Kara, do you drool?
No, not normally.
Look at Miss Perfect.
I know, please.
Oh, I mean.
You probably don't tinkle in the pool either, right?
Oh, yeah, never. Never, ever.
All right, so drooling, just so you know, is a completely normal thing for adults to do.
Oh, Doug's a drooler.
Yeah, you like how he asked us that question but didn't
He's
ask
like,
himself?
It's completely normal and makes successful human beings and they're the best lovers.
How'd you know? I've been known to drool a little. Under the circumstances. Now, the reason that happens, though, technically, is because you normally will be asleep with your mouth open, and your mouth is always making saliva. And so the saliva comes out, and that's really what drooling is. It's just saliva. So if you wake up and you think, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? My pillow is wet.
Are you trying to break news to us that drool is saliva?
It is.
Yeah, I know. Who doesn't know that?
Yeah,
really? Well, some people don't know. Victoria didn't know who Ted Baxter was.
And you don't think I know that drool is saliva? What do you think? What else comes out of your mouth?
Someone was coming in at night and pouring water in her mouth, and that's what's coming out? It's pretty obvious what it is.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I'm here as a public servant to let people know.
And you did really one heck of a public service by telling everyone drool is saliva.
Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, time for Biff and Biff to bring us up to date on the sports news today. We have top draft.
Baseball is a sport.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, with that, Jennifer, will you bring us up to date on Tim Tebow, who is trying to get better and seemingly is better at the game of baseball?
I'd love to bring you up to date on Tim Tebow, this guy. All right. He's starting to get better, as you mentioned, Dougie, at the game of baseball. Remember, he started out in football and did pretty well when he was, you know, doing the Tebow, but then he got dumped out of football. Well, now he's playing baseball. He's gotten so much better that he might actually be getting a promotion.
Ooh.
I know. He hit a 156 to start his minor league career. He's gone 9-for-20, raising his batting average now to a respectable 246. That's not so bad. He's done some improving. His manager for the Columbia Fireflies said he's been able to get his foot down on time. He's working on his timing. It's finally paying off, and he's getting a lot more consistent. And he said when you get a couple of hits and find that rhythm at the plate, your confidence also grows. He said that is what's happening. When he was asked about a potential potential promotion, the president of the Fireflies, Columbia Fireflies, said, "The Mets have a long-term plan. This has been a great stretch for him and the Fireflies. We want to see the players be successful, and it's fun to see these guys progress. And when the time is right for Tim, when he is ready, he will move up, and hopefully he will be successful."
Good. I would wish him success.
Me too. I mean,
why not?
It's interesting to watch him play baseball because usually he either strikes out or he gets a home run. So the fact that he's actually finding some confidence and just getting those hits like you do to be a successful baseball player, that's great for him.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and he has such an upper body strength being such a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's a Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, it's not surprising that he also would be good at baseball. So it definitely seems like he's finding his rhythm, which is so different from the rhythm. And he had a weird throwing arm playing football. That was one of the problems he had going from college into the pros. The way he threw took longer than just snapping the ball. So he's probably had a lot of adjusting in his upper body to be a better batter.
Listen to Victoria, the expert on the men and their upper bodies.
You don't believe me that I like football, so I have to just, you know, pull some stuff out every once in a while to prove
what
it.
What I think you like is men's upper bodies, which is okay.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. Very good.
All right. Speaking of that, the NFL is doing its drafting. And, Victoria, where are they? Here is Miles. This is the first time I ever saw a football player named Miles.
Well, you're going to hear a lot about this guy. Miles Garrett was the number one draft pick last night. He's a defensive end from Texas A&M, and the Cleveland Browns picked him up as the first-round draft pick. And he was definitely one of the players who was supposed to be in the upper levels of the draft. So that wasn't a surprise. But the second round pick was Mitchell Trubisky, and he's a quarterback from the University of North Carolina. He was considered to be kind of a risky pick. It was a bit of a shock last night as I was watching the draft. A lot of the commentators just kind of didn't know where that came from. So that was interesting. Solomon Thomas, who was a defensive end from Stanford, went to the 49ers. Leonard Fournette, a running back from LSU, went to the Jaguars. And Corey Davis was the fifth round pick. He's a wide receiver from Western Michigan, and he went to the Tennessee Titans.
All right, so I'm going to help these fellas be more successful. In order to be more successful at football or whatever your pursuit is, baseball, radio, whatever, working on garbage trucks, you need a good night's sleep. And in order to get a good night's sleep, you need good sheets. And in order to find sheets that are good, you go to parachutehome.com/DJV. And I've decided to embark on a sort of a mission. Those of you who are looking for Mother's Day items that are unique, why not do what a lot of people are thinking about with my suggestion? Visit parachutehome.com/DJV and look around the catalog there. You see bedding. Maybe you want to get some bedding for your mom for Mother's Day. Maybe new towels for mom for Mother's Day. Maybe some of the other things, Victoria, that are handy around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Find them. The catalog is there at parachutehome.com/DJV. And when you go to, when you visit parachutehome.com/DJV, you'll get free shipping and return. Let's say your mom doesn't like what you get her. You can return it within 60 days and get something else. Parachute bedding, 100% natural, 100% good, 100%, what's the right word here? Fulfilling, I think, to get a good night's sleep with Parachute Home sheets. parachutehome.com/DJV. Go there and order a set of sheets for your mom for Mother's Day. I think that's a wonderful way to say, I love you, Mom, and I want you to make sure every night you get a good night's sleep so you'll think about me when you go to sleep. That's not bad. Mother's Day and parachutehome.com/DJV. Good combination to think about. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used.
Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are a traveler. You will enjoy the next few minutes of our experience here. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com. We'll talk about United, I'm sure, amongst other things. The focus has been on how to make the traveling experience better. Will you book on United? That will be one question. I'll ask Pauline whether she would go on United or not. That's coming right up here.
China. Just saying that word makes you want to pack your bags, doesn't it? The longest continuous civilization in the world is a place of iconic sights and unending fascination. Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, here to tell you that you can see China's most important sights in comfort without breaking the bank when you travel with Smart Tours. In business for over 20 years, Smart Tours is currently offering a very smart 15-day tour called China Highlights and Undiscovered Wuhan. For just $2,399. It includes international airfare from Los Angeles, $100 more for flights from New York. It will take you to Beijing to see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the famed Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, on a Yangtze River cruise, and most intriguingly, to 2,000-year-old Wuhan with its Taoist temples and world-class museum. Included is all transportation within China, 27 meals, 4- and 5-star accommodations, excellent English-speaking tracking guides, and a luxury cruise. But it gets better. That price includes an early booking discount of $500 off if you book by May 4th. Use the code FROMERS100 to save an additional $100. To take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal, go to smarttours.com/FROMERS. That's SMARTours.com/FROMERS. And don't forget to use FROMER100 for $100 off.
All right, now 55 and change past the hour here. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Guidebooks, Frommers.com. You can find out what you need to know about great experiences by going to Frommers.com. So, Pauline, I'm sure you have, as most of us have, traveled United. I don't know whether it's your airline of preference or not. Do you find you have an airline of preference?
I tend to like JetBlue and Virgin. I think they give you more legroom. But other than that, I don't think there's a dime of difference between the rest of them. I actually have a flight on United booked coming up.
So how much conversation, or how much internal conversation, the better question, went on with you as you looked at what was going on at United? They have these new guidelines now that I'm told, maybe you can verify this or not, came out as a result of the settlement. One of the things that the doctor wanted was not only money, but he wanted United to admit that they had problems and they needed to address them. So do you think they have in these new guidelines?
Well, the interesting thing is it's not just United who's addressing these problems. It's also Delta. It's also Southwest. Southwest announced this week it's no longer going to overbook. United and Delta have raised the cap on how much you're going to get if you do get involuntarily bumped. It's now going to be up to $10,000. So don't be the person who jumps up, you know, waving their hand when they offer you $600.
Right.
So wait, let everybody share in the wealth. But things are definitely changing because of this.
Don't you think American will have to follow suit? American will have to do the same thing. They always all have to sort of do the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll probably see this coming from American. It's been interesting what a huge PR disaster this was, this did what years of consumers trying to get decent regulations put in place, this accomplished it. It's kind of a miracle.
Yeah, right. And it cost United somewhere between $8 and $80 million. They won't tell you what the settlement is because that's part of the settlement. But man, they made fast work of it, didn't they?
Good for Dr. Dow.
Yeah, and then you turn things around like the news media was trying to make a big deal out of that rabbit that died, and apparently it may not have been United's fault.
Although you can't really blame the news media. The fact that a giant bunny died on a United flight, I mean, that's catnip.
Of course it is. Yeah, under the circumstances. All right, give us a quick thumbnail sketch of what you think are the best deals, travel deals for vacation or otherwise. We have about 30 seconds for that.
Oh, we'll always think national parks, especially for the coming months. We know that in the past they mostly got foreign visitors. There's been a sharp drop-off of incoming travel to the U.S. Because of the Muslim travel ban. So it's a better time than ever to go to the national parks.
So find them. There's been some discussion here about national parks and cutting back there this week. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. But, yeah, it's a great place to explore this country. A fabulous way, as a matter of fact. Thank you, Pauline Frommer.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.